Good morning to you this morning. My name is Jody, and I would like to welcome you here to Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. And I'd like to share with you some thoughts from the Bible, God's Word, this morning. And I trust that this will once again be challenging and encouraging to you in your walk here in this world, in this life, as we seek God with all of our hearts and let Him speak to us through the living word that He's given to us. And I know that I believe that you are grateful to have the Word of God, and I want to live a life that expresses a gratitude to our Lord for giving to us His Word so freely and graciously. And so this morning, I would like to spend some time, as we normally do together here, just taking a look at God's Word and eating from the bread of heaven, the words of God that He gives to us. He gives us life, and He gives us direction, and He is faithful and merciful to take care of His people. And we learn of God from His Word, and I want to encourage you this morning with a couple of scriptures. I'd like to just begin with a few verses that Jesus said to His disciples, and I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 16. In verse 24 it says, "And then Jesus said unto His disciples, If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow Me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for My sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" You see, Jesus here is offering to us, to you and I, and to all those who would come to Him and believe on His name, the opportunity to follow Him. He is expressing here that we need to take up our cross and to follow Him. We'll be ourselves, and I know these are very familiar passages, but this is a simple invitation that Jesus has given to us. Follow Me. Follow Me. And so I'd like to talk about just a little bit of some things I've been meditating on in the book of John, and it has to do with following Christ. I believe we can tie that together with this passage. Jesus wants His disciples to follow Him. And the reason for that is because He is our example. He's the one that gave us the guidance that we need to live out a life here on this earth that will glorify God. I'd like to read to you from the book of John now. And like I said, I've been meditating on these scriptures, and it's been a tremendous blessing. And I'm trying to memorize some of these passages here. And as I do, it enables me to be able to meet, even when I go to work or if I'm somewhere driving somewhere, I can think on these without having to have my Bible open. And it's been a real blessing in my life. And I'd like to just share some of these things because it's what God has put on my heart, very fresh and inspiring to me. And it is simply in John chapter 1. I'll just read some verses here. And we're going to be talking about light. It's, you know, if you get up early in the morning and it's dark outside, a little light will shine brightly, and it makes it so easy to identify things. We see light exposes. And I want to read some scriptures here about what Jesus says about light here in John chapter 1. It says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. God has life. He is life. And it says, in Him was life, and that is the light of men. And light is such a wonderful thing. On to light. We're able to see things, as I said before. We're able to see clearly with light. And here, it says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them which believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Here we have the words here from our Lord, and he's giving us a definition and some explanation about light. Light is from God. It says that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. It's the light that guides and leads us into a walk and a life of holiness unto our God. And we have that light, that example, Jesus Christ. He came, he dwelt among us. It says that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That was Christ. You know that story. And I would like to just read another passage in John. It's a little further on here. And John chapter 8. And Jesus is again, he is going to identify himself with light. And I'm going to be reading in verse 12 of chapter 8. And it says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world." Jesus here is saying that he is that light. It's the same thing we read earlier. And he says, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." So here we have Jesus. He's said to come and follow me, to take up your cross and follow me. And we read that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And Jesus here in John chapter 8 is saying, "I am the light of the world." Jesus is the light of the world. He's the one that makes clear, opens our eyes, opens our ears. He helps us to see the truth of who God is and who Jesus Christ himself is, Son of God. And he said, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness." Now, I know that when a man tries to walk in darkness, he stumbles around. He goes much slower, and he's much more cautious, or he should be. And usually when we're walking in the dark, we use our hands a little bit more. We kind of feel out in front of us, make sure that we don't bump into something. Because without the light, we cannot see if there's something in our path that's going to make us stumble. And God gives to us that light through Jesus Christ. Just as we sometimes we'll get up in the night, and if the light is not on, we have to stumble around and feel our way around. It's much more difficult. And we live out in the country, and there's no street lights out to help light up everything. So if we get up in the night, it's very necessary for us to turn on a light, because it's very dark where we are. There's no city lights. And in order to keep from bumping into something or from stumbling, we make use of a light. And Jesus here is saying, "I am the light of the world." He is that light. And he says, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And I believe that you're calling in and listening to these messages because you also want to follow Christ. There's something inside that is prompting you to do so, and it's because he is our Creator. And we have something inside of us crying out to him that we want to know him. And he gives us the opportunity to follow him and his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. And as we follow him, we will not walk in darkness. And I think that's just a wonderful promise that we have from God, that we can walk in the light. And if a man is walking in the light, he can see much, much clearer. And not only that, but that light is also, I believe, going to reflect in his life so that others too may see. And that's what I believe God wants us to do as we're following Christ, to be also an example to the world around us. So I want to encourage you today, seek the Lord with all of your heart, follow after the Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world, and we will not walk in darkness, but in the light. May God bless you today, and may he let his light shine upon you and through you, that others may also see Christ. God bless you.